that or do whatever the Lord tells him to do, but you're going to be blessed. That's it.
Yes. Good evening.
Great to be here. The Bible says your gift makes room for you and brings you before great men. So you are the great. That was a good place to say amen.
Amen.
And I declare that this is the church at Euburn, and I declare that that the building is being built according to the structure that we see on the mountain, Lord. And we declare that the healing river that flows from heaven flows here tonight. And we declare that every good and perfect thing that comes from heaven is here tonight. Yarabasha. We thank you that the wells on this ground are being redug. The wells in this region are being redug. We say it's being redug tonight in the name of Jesus. Hey, just shut your eyes. Just put your hands out just like this, like you're receiving something. Whoa! Thank you, Lord. More, Lord. More. More, Lord. Just increase your presence. Increase your glory. I thank you because divine intersection happens tonight between heaven and earth in the name of Jesus. I thank you that Jacob's ladder is here where angels ascend and descend on the Son of Man. I thank you because it's John chapter 1 where if we would believe, we would see the Son of God and the angels of God ascend and descend, Lord. Just thanks for what you want to do, Lord. Just wait on the Lord. Whoa, shut up. Just stay right here. God's doing something. Thank you. Thank you. Learn to just focus on Him in moments like this. Learn to just keep your focus on Him. Thank you. Whew. Whoa. This church goes in the next. Whoa! Next 10 to 15 years. And I saw the Lord put like glasses on you that you could better see and even hear what He wanted to do. And He was going to even take you up into a realm of the Spirit that you had not known. The Lord says, even as you've written the manual for this class, the Lord says, I am writing the manual even for this church. And it's key that as you hear and you look, that you put it exactly as you see the Lord show you. And you'll try things, and you'll say, that doesn't fit into the foundation, but you'll say, this fits into the foundation. And it's like, even as I see, look into this picture, even right now, it's like the foundation of what the Lord is doing is like, becomes the rest of the structure of what He wants to do, becomes that which supports the rest of the structure. And I saw the rest of the building, but that which was in the foundation was in every part of the building. And then tonight, I felt like what the Lord said was from Euburn to the nations. And the Lord says He's really defining you in this season and even defining where you're spending your time. For the Lord says He's see like a picture of many colors. And it's like, I felt like it's like a picture if you see Joseph's many colors, coat of many colors. And the Lord's refining you and grooming you and even teaching you, even pulling some things out of you that you didn't even know were there. But He's giving you the grace to leave where no one has ever gone before in this region. And the Lord says, from Euburn to the nations, from Euburn to the nations, that which I've spoken to you, that which I've called you to do, even the words you've spoken about going to the nations, I saw even what I said, that like a key being given to you. And as you unlock the key here at the church in Euburn, it unlocked every other door prophetically that you needed to walk into. Thank you, Lord. And I don't know why, but I felt like I just saw now just like a door, a new door that the Lord wanted you to walk to in the realm of the Spirit. So I'm just going to, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I felt like the Lord just told me, just like as a prophetic act for you, just to step into a new door. Just you take one step forward, you'll step into a new door. So Lord, we just bless. We bless that new door. We say, whoa. We say every good and perfect thing that you have in that new door. We say new doors are opening in the name of Jesus. More. 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 There's an angel pouring fresh oil upon you. Thank you, because the grace is going to increase. The grace is going to increase. And I don't know why, but I saw you, like, even on the streets in New Bern with teams, evangelism teams, prophetic evangelism teams. And the Lord says, as you go, I'll increase the glory in your meetings. But as you go, if you'll go, if you'll be faithful to go, I'll increase the glory even in these meetings. Just lift your hands. I feel like you're just going to capture like a wire from heaven.
Whoa!
More! More. Some of you actually like feel fire on your hands. Some of you feel like you're just putting your hands into a cloud or something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. More, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your angelic hosts that are here. More, Lord. More, Lord. Somebody tonight, there's a painful experience you even had as a kid, and the Lord's going to heal you here, just in His presence. He's going to just totally heal you. It was very painful for you back then, and the Lord's just going to totally heal you. Wait, just take a step forward, because I felt like the Lord told me, as you take a step forward tonight, the Lord's going to just release into you a deliverance anointing that you've never known, and deliverance and prophetic will go with it together. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, even that which you struggle with, I'll make a point of strength. And I just saw what I felt like was an angel, Lord, just putting the cloak that you face! More. 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 And the Lord's anointing your ears. Your ears. And I take away all the clutter, the ears of clutter.
Go!
And I release life. And I say, you'll hear the voice of your Father.
Thank you.
No more confusion.
More!
What is your name?
Betty.
Betty, just lift your hands real high. There it is. Just saw like a picture of you're a friend of God. The Lord says you're a friend of God. You're a friend of the Spirit, and you embrace things even as a child. You have childlike faith. Breathe His breath upon His disciples, and breathe upon them a new momentum. So let it be a new momentum over your life tonight in the name of Jesus. And I bless that call for intercession. I just saw, even as I said it, the Lord anointing your eyes. Whoa, right there. May you see what you've never seen before. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. If anyone is born again, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. I felt like the Lord just wanted to give you a gift tonight. Thank you, Lord. Felt like it was just like an increase of the spirit of revelation. I felt like as you just dropped that gift, there's a prophetic gift upon the inside of you. So I just call forth that prophetic gift. The Lord wants you to know it is Him. And from this night forward, there will just be a greater understanding as the spirit of revelation just... it's like I just heard the word like clearer. Things will just be much clearer to you. I saw a picture of you. You were cutting somebody's hair and just things started coming out of your mouth about their past and everything. And now it's just going to happen. Like you won't even realize what you're saying, but you'll begin to just reveal their hearts. I just saw like people just putting money in your hands. Like your tips are going to go up because of that. Thank you. No, I just saw like a wad of money coming.
There's like a volcano in your spirit.
So I call forth that volcano to... rush out of you like never before in the name of Jesus. I just feel like it's not just a prophetic gift, but there's a resident office of a prophet inside of you. So I just call that forth. Whoa! There it is.
Yes.
And I say that volcano is erupting. And everywhere it goes, it's a good volcano. Some volcanoes bring death, but the death you bring, the volcano you have brings life wherever it goes, and healing wherever it goes. It's for the healing of the nations. I have called you for the healing of the nations.
Whoa! Shadabosha!
Wow, it got really hot. God really likes you.
You don't have to change your personality either. Work with your personality. I release over you Hebrews 4, verse 1, the rest of it. Just have this picture of John 17 in your life, John 17, 21, that you're one with the Father, that you're seated with Him on His throne. And I feel like it's a season of the Lord just asking, what do you want? So I lift off of you anything of this world that is upon you, anything of this world system, and I say that the kingdom of God is advancing in you. And I say that the Lord is teaching you how to live from heaven towards earth. I say that heaven is your home. I say that the reality of your home you'll come to know in a greater way from this night forward. The Lord says, fuel to run like you've never run. An angel just pouring fresh oil. I know this is kind of strange, but I just saw like this picture of you like a little girl, and it's like the way you are with the Lord, it's just like you're His child, and He just loves that about you, and you're just having fun. And when I first saw you tonight, I saw like two angels over you, and I was like, what is that? And the Lord said, Psalm 91, I release. Whoa! Psalm 91, right in your spirit. Let it go deep. And let that not just be a verse, but let you experience that reality. And the Lord has, there's regional authority, there's watchman authority for this region. And so I bless that authority. Thinking when I looked over at you all night was the happy intercessor. So I say that all of hell trembles, but it's out of your joy and your happiness and out of Hebrews 4, verse 1. Therefore, there remains a rest of faith. And let us strive to enter into it, lest we fall short. And I feel like it's really key that you write what the Lord is showing you, because the Lord wants you to teach. There's a sword! Whoa! For equipping being released tonight. You were giving away these diamonds, is what the Lord showed you, but when you gave them away, the Lord kept giving you bigger diamonds. Ha! 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 I also bless the gift of healing. And I say that when you speak, healing will happen. The Lord is going to give you a family of intercessors. You're going to be the chief moms. Father, let that unique sound that you have to release through Stephanie be released in a greater way.
Whoa!
Shabba.
Whoa,
shabby creature. And I make all things new. I make all things new. And I don't count your trespasses against you. And I say, you step into all
things new. Whoa!
Yada Musha. And I renew your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And I say that your mind is thinking differently. More, Lord. More. Increase.
Increase!
I say prophetic anointing is increasing upon you. I say you're moving in the gifts of the Spirit as though you never have. In
Jesus' name!
Jesus' name.
More. More. More.
More. And I say your dreams are being stirred up from this night forward. I say you're having dreams you've never had. I say you'll have dreams of the future. There'll be a seer anointing in your dreams from this night forward. In the name of Jesus, you'll begin to see as you've never seen before. You'll live the dreams that the Lord gives you. You'll encounter the Lord in dreams that you have. I bless you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is jealous for you. The Lord is jealous for you. Song of Psalm 8, verse 6, 7. It's a seal of love upon your heart. The Lord says, It is I who called you, not any man. It is I who called you. Jesus. Big old sword that went right through you. The sword. You just saw like this picture, and as you saw, you just followed what you saw. Thank you, Lord. Lord, so pleased with you too. Whew. More, Lord. More, Lord. You'll hear Matthew 4, verse 4. Matthew 4, verse 4. Thank you, Lord. There's like a real divine download in heaven in this room right now. Started tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I prophesy to everyone in this room that you'll see as you've never seen. You'll hear as you've never seen. Dreams will be stirred up in your life. You'll have encounters that you've never had before. The glory of the Lord will come upon you in a unique way. Heaven predestined us and justified us for His glory, Romans 8. The interesting thing when John said, I saw a door and He was standing upon the earth. So I say that there's a door of heaven. Open you and you have greater understanding of what you're seeing. What do you like to do? I know it's a weird question.
What floats my boat?
Yeah, what do you really like to do?
Talking about the things of God.
Oh, it's funny because sometimes the Lord makes me ask people that. So I just say that joy is increasing. I feel like you're, one of the things I say in worship is like, I'm with the Lord. It's just like, this is what I was born to live. And I feel like you're one of those people. To say, may the joy of the Lord be your strength, and may you encounter what you've never encountered before. Mm. And may your history with the Lord increase like never before. Write what you see, Lord says, write what you see. Write what you see and testify about what you see. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Your stories will create prophecies for your people.
Mm.
When I said that, I just thought, fire, this is the season. Whoa! Whoa, Lord. Just ravaging this heart. Ravaging this heart. I love you so much. Peace, Lord. Peace. Great peace. I saw like a boat. A boat was in the storm. The Lord is going to teach you how to live. The angelic hosts that are with you. They go with you everywhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless who you are, what the Lord's called you to be. I don't know why, but I feel like the Lord has graced you to prophesy creatively and to prophesy the things that are created. That you would create things that would prophesy about the nature of the Lord. And the Lord is going to cause you to know that His world is greater than this world. And as He just does that, right before that, I just saw a picture of an angel just put his arm around you. And when he did that, it was like symbolic of the Lord teaching you that His world is greater than this world. But it doesn't mean ineffectiveness in this world. That in His world becomes greater and a greater reality in this life, that He will cause you to have great, authority. And why I just saw this quick picture, it was just you prophesying over your kids. They may not fully understand it, but their spirit felt like it was just Jesus just put his fingers in your ears tonight, and you began to hear as you never heard. Thank you. I don't know why I looked over at you, and I just heard the word Moses. There arose a prophet like Moses, who the Lord spoke face to face as man speaks with a friend. More, Lord. And Lord, let gifts of healings, gifts of the working of miracles work with that prophetic gift in Jay's life, Lord. And I bless that teaching gift that's upon the inside of him. I don't know why, but I just saw like a map. You go all over the map. Now, when you watch those prayers you've been asking for, Lord, watch one by one as the Lord answers them. They're not prayers so much. You just have to declare it. Because you're partnering with the Lord. The Lord already said, wants to answer. Thank you. I don't know why, but I saw like a list of things you've been asking the Lord for. How you doing? Is that God touching you, isn't he? What does it feel like? Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool. You ever feel anything like that?
I don't know why, but I saw you coming to the forefront publicly in this church as a teaching pastor. You're supposed to be teaching out of revelation. I feel Johnson's type of grace, but out of your own personality. The same grace resident upon my teaching ministry will come upon you in a greater way. You'll understand the gospel. You'll understand the deep things of the Lord.
More.
Revelation, gifts of healing, flowing together, ability to release, impartation for the gift,
ability to release.
That's pretty good. Got a Bill and Randy Clark morning.
Whoa!
Prophetic ministry to me, and ministering prophetically and prophecy and the gift of prophecy is one of the things that I really, really emphasize is one of the things I emphasize is developing your own personal walk with the Lord. And as you do that, you'll hear the voice of the Lord, not only for yourself, but you'll hear it for other people. There's this verse in here, and doing prophetic schools, I was doing a school, not necessarily prophetic, but a school of the Spirit on Monday night in New York. And one of my cautions is, in the area of equipping people, and I believe in equipping, I believe it's absolutely essential, it's obviously what God's called us to do, Ephesians 4, equip the saints for the work of the ministry. But one of my cautions is this, is that we're teaching people how to prophesy about a God and reveal a God that they don't know themselves.
Good word.
Amen.
The essence of authority that carries a prophecy that carries an authority with it is the people who know God. Because Jesus gives this interesting warning, and it's here in John 7:21. Not everyone, starts in John 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. That's a fascinating statement to me there. Not everyone, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. It's interesting. You and I have been given graces and gifts that can operate, at least for me, and as you develop yours, that they can operate as you just partner with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And they can, someone says, you see all the time. Yes, I said, I see all the time, but I don't get to choose what I see. But it's a grace I step into by faith. But I'm very always asking the Lord, what is he doing in a room, or what is he doing in a situation, what is he doing in my life, in all situations, because I can stand up and I can go for healing and people can get healed, but it could not be the will of the Father in that moment. It's always God's will to heal people, but it could, and everyone would applaud me and say, what a great meeting. And I totally miss the Lord. Everything's birthed out of relationship in the kingdom.
Yes.
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 Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what do? This synergistic relationship creates. He creates man, makes him a steward, and what does he want to do? As he co-labors with God, he creates. God spoke the universe into existence. Adam gets to name the animals. Relationships create. And so he says, not everyone who, but only the one who does the will of my Father. Many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform miracles? Now catch this. Nowhere in this group of verses does God tell them your miracles were not legitimate miracles or your prophecies were false. Then I will teach them plainly, I never knew you. Knew is ganisco, to know intimately. Therefore, he who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fail because it had its foundation on the rock. As a friend of God, and this is what the Lord has invited us all into, obedience and hearing and doing is a settled issue with God. It's like, nobody has to teach you about that anymore, you know? And He's constantly pushing the button on us to draw us into greater places of trust and faith in Him in every single area. For me, oftentimes it's finances. Man, why don't you add a zero to that? Or this area, or that area, or even projects currently that we've stepped out to do in our ministry. It seems the money increases when we step out to do things He tells us to do.
Yeah.
And so this hearing and listening solidifies us in this foundation in the Lord that even if all the storms of life come against us, we have His voice and we have His word and we know we'll be successful.
Amen.
The place that make you real nervous is when you've like, I don't know, but I gotta repent. In the middle of a storm, you don't want to waste the time to. It's okay to do it. This is not a condemnation thing. It's okay to figure out, did I miss a step somewhere? But it's not the place where you want to figure out if you're missing something. That's a good place to say amen. And it's interesting because Jesus has this standard, and it's a standard that it's like way beyond the level that we in the body of Christ, that I am personally experiencing. It's like when He shows up after coming off the mountain of transfiguration, He doesn't, like, they bring the sick person to Him, and He doesn't say to him, hey, you guys have been doing good, let me take care of this one. He goes, ye of little faith. It's not like He dumbs down the standard. What He's really saying in His loving, fatherly way is like, guys, there's a realm of living that I've called you to live, and you're just not getting it. Because how many in this room would like fly to California to a church that doesn't believe in miracles to pray? You know, if you had a death, or you had somebody in your family who was sick, you wouldn't fly across the country to a church that doesn't believe in miracles. So they were bringing the sick because they realized the disciples were performing miracles. Mm-hmm. And He says, ye of little faith. But everyone who hears these words of mine does not put them into practice like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Mm. I was just laying on the floor, and I had this picture of two angels that were in this room. And recently in the meetings, there's been a real strong spirit of revelation on the teaching. And I said, what are they? He goes, well, there's just angels that are with you. And I said, well, what does that mean? And I just asked the Lord. And He said, well, I want you to minister to everyone before you even teach tonight. And normally, I get faith to minister and especially prophesy to people out of teaching the Word. But when you're walking with the Lord, I've learned over the years, you just kind of go with what He tells you to go with. And so, that's what just happened to him. So we just hear and see as the Father does, and we go. And even as I ministered in the room tonight, I'm constantly watching what the Lord is doing, and I even asked Him where to start. There's one of the keys that I've learned in walking with the Lord is I never want to assume I know what the Lord is doing. The second thing is I never assume I know the interpretation of what I'm seeing.
That's good.
Because it's all, like, God, let me just get this out. God has no problem blessing you far beyond than you've even thought. Like, I always tell people, think of the life that would just be, like, really, really amazing. And then leave that there, and God's plan for your life is far beyond that. Here's the key, though. He has, like, blessing you is not a big deal to God. Giving you a huge house, giving you a nice car, whatever it is, like, you know, cars are like I just like Hondas. Like, I think even if I made $1 million a year, I'd be happy driving a nice Honda Accord or a Pilot or something. Like, I like car. Like, it's not a big deal to me. House, I would like a nice house. I would like one day a house where I can work out in. I don't have to leave.
Amen.
Even though I do minister at the gym, but I would be just, you know, it would be nice. If I get home from a meeting, I want to work out, I want to lift my weights now, and I don't have to go anywhere. But whatever it is, your thing. You know, we all got our things. We all spend our money on what's important to us. Mm-hmm. That's a good place to say amen. It's true. I've heard people say, I don't have money for that. It's like, no, you just don't value it enough.
Right.
People find the money for what they value. That's another good place to
be.
Amen. Get quiet when you start talking about money. But God has no problem giving you a life far beyond than what you could dream if He knows He has your heart.
That's right.
Why? Because then, as a friend of His, you're just a steward of everything He gives you. So if He gives you a huge house with a pool and He tells you to give it away for a dollar, you do it. Because you're in a love relationship with Him. And everything in the kingdom is the Lord wants it to hinge off that relationship.
Right.
And so as He shows me the picture, and then He just so delights in, like, me asking Him or you asking Him, what are you doing? What does that mean? Because you're in this cooperation with Him. Here's another key is, the greatest joy I've ever discovered is I get to ask God stuff. A lot of people, it's just a one-way street with God. I've just discovered it's just so much fun asking Him questions about stuff. Sometimes He gives me another question. Sometimes He doesn't answer exactly what I think. You know, like, we can't control God, you know? Or sometimes He tells me, I don't want to talk to you about that right now. I remember young walking with the Lord, and I was like, you know, like, I'm going to fast and pray. I'm going to get an answer on this. And I would fast and pray. Be really hard, especially when God calls you to fast that you call yourself. You say it's God. He talks to you about everything else except what you want to know. He spends you 3 days telling you He loves you. I'm like, that's great, I need to know about this. Two principles that I always really like to teach strongly, because I feel like just walking with the Lord and hearing the Lord, and even as I believe really strongly in inner healing, but I believe a lot of things that we deal with in inner healing would be solved if we just actually let people walk with the Lord.
I already followed the one of the four values that I'm trying to live by is teaching others.
If You've told me to do it, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow You. Now, there's one thing in hearing the voice of the Lord, but also the practical application of what you're hearing. And I have certain safeguards around me in spiritual father, apostolic people around me, where I run through things. And so major things in my life, major decisions in my life, even minor decisions, or even some things that I'm doing now and are involved in, I take time to pray. And one of the rules I like to make for myself is I like to, what I try and take time to discern what I feel like God is saying about a situation. I do take a long time to make decisions. And then I begin to tell the people that God has put around me
because I believe there's safety. And what I do is because the Bible says, Paul talks about having the mind of Christ. He didn't just say you had it individually. It said we have the mind of Christ. And so I run it through people around me, and only as I receive their input, sometimes they say, yeah, we think this is God, but we don't think it's for the season. And I'm also able to get an understanding as I hear people around me into where I'm going. Now, if I'm confident in that and I move ahead and things are beginning to fall apart, I begin to... Normally, I'm confident that I've heard from the Lord, so we just move ahead. I ask for input and guidance, or I say, hey, we might have missed it here. Maybe we need to back off. And so there's a number of different ways we can go there. So, hope that answered your question. Did that answer your question? Okay. Any other questions?
But guys, this is a really good time to not only ask Abner about what he talked about tonight, but questions you have about the way you process prophetic words.
Let me, if I could just throw this in here real quick, there's a few things. I have some concluding points I was going to make tonight. I really believe when we're raising up prophetic people that, you won't say amen to this, but we all have issues. I really believe in inner healing and sozo ministry. I would not release anyone who travels with me to minister prophetically, to do a whole lot unless they've been through some sort of inner healing process. Because often how we hear and discern the voice is developed by our experience, by what we've walked through. And so I encourage you to get that sort of ministry and work through it. I go to it every year. I might even go next month to do some stuff. Because one of the things, and it sounds kind of funny, but a lot of times the Lord works through issues in my own heart. One of the ways that I minister to people is I can actually feel and experience the Father's love and grace towards them. Mm-hmm. As I see myself, as God sees me, I'm better able to see other people as He sees me.
Amen.
Yeah.
And often, one of the mistakes that's made prophetically is people, because they haven't dealt with wounds or hurts in their life, or even bitter judgments they have, they minister out of a place of woundedness. And it's not that their prophetic gift doesn't operate, but it doesn't operate in maybe the sense or the manner by which God would want it to operate. And so there's not anything wrong with you if you go to inner healing. We all have experiences of trauma and different things. It just means that we're working through them.
Amen.
I just like to tell people that I work with, it's okay to have issues. It's not okay not to deal with them. So inner healing's a must. Value prophecy. Paul says what? Desire that you prophesy. If you read the book of Acts, one of the reasons I believe he said that was because prophecy played such a key role in his own life. I mean, he's not even allowed to come. You know, they're like, leave that guy. We don't even know if he's saved. It was like, no. We have the word of the Lord. This guy's gotten, you know... Cornelius shows up. Think about it. Paul doesn't see unless Cornelius has a prophetic word. I would say the same thing. What you value, you'll pursue. Learn the power of words. Words have great power. Remember, I was standing in New York one time, and this is probably maybe 5 years ago, more than that. And I was prophesying to this individual, and I saw like fire going into his spirit. I said, what in the world is that? He says, every time you minister somebody prophetically in that manner to a nation, you begin to build and call forth the foundation I desire to live under, for them to live under. Prophesy to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Learn the value of delivering a word in the right season. Sometimes you have the word, but wrong season. This is all worked out in your own personal walk with the Lord. Learn if you're supposed to deliver a word. Just because the Lord showed you something about somebody, even in a meeting or a ministry setting, doesn't mean it needs to be prophesied.
May I ask a question? How do you discern
whether or not it's to be delivered. Say if it's, you know, for the body, and you believe that the Lord has given you a word for the body. Now, how do you know that you know? I mean, I've received words before, and I only received it once, and it wasn't something that just kept coming back and coming back, so I didn't deliver it. Uh-huh. And then there have been times when the Lord gave me a word, and I just like, okay, and I just sort of put it on the back burner, but it kept coming up. So then that was how I discerned whether I was supposed to deliver it. And I don't know if that's right or wrong.
What I do is, let's just use this common example. If I'm in a ministry setting, or if I'm, I don't know, just having lunch with somebody or sitting next to somebody in a plane, and, you know, maybe they do discern their, I discern maybe, or one of the things I always do is that I sometimes ask the Lord, I said, Lord, what is the key to unlock this person's heart today? And the Lord was wondering, if they're going through marriage problems or whatever, something small, or it's not even sometimes that detailed, sometimes like blue shirt or something. So, usually, from experience, I'm not going to turn over to a person, although I have, so I don't throw that in the realm of experience. Sometimes as things come out of my mouth, I'm like, okay, can I go to the bathroom now? I don't pray about if God's already told me that's what He wants to do. I don't pray about healing, we declare healing. I don't pray, God, would you please provide the finances for our ministry? I declare that there's more than enough finances here. Because what are we doing? We're partnering with what heaven's spoken that He wants to do. Here's another one. Listening. Simply take time to listen. And steward what you're hearing. Biblical study. Develop a Bible study reading plan. Most people don't read as much of the Bible as they really think that they do. I think it's okay at some point, you know, like open your Bible like that day and that'll be what you read. But I really believe that I would challenge you to ask the Lord what book of the Bible you're supposed to read, what season you're supposed to read, and you really need to develop a Bible study reading plan. And it's not so much how much you read, but what you're understanding, what you're pulling from it. There's certain books that I've been reading over and over and over and over and over. I love the Bible. I read the Bible and I'm like, it can't really mean that. Like, I just love it. I love John. I love Genesis. I love Joshua. What you feed yourself upon, that's what you'll become. And your spirit man has appetites beyond what you'd even thought possible. You have to build in here. I've been praying Smith Wigglesworth's prayer. Make me bigger on the outside than I ever am. Make me bigger on the inside than I ever am on the outside. Let my public ministry never be bigger than my private ministry. Why? Because we're all famous in here. Remember, I was praying one day and I saw these faces, just faces. I saw like this picture of all these faces and I felt like the Lord was just showing me something heavenly. I said, Lord, who are all these faces? He said, these are the people that all... That the world does not know, but I know them in heaven. They are well known in heaven because of their walks. Heaven really has a different way of looking at reality. One of the things I always ask myself too is, what if ministry ended tomorrow? Where would my life be? What if there was not another plane to catch, another meeting to do, another book to write?
what your life becomes.
So happening.
Yeah, that's why it's a good place to build your foundation. Right. Learn to record your thoughts and ideas that you believe God is speaking to you. Even as I read Scripture, how I study Scripture is I read it, I write what I feel like the Lord is saying, and the way I read Scripture, I often like to see patterns. The Lord just kind of opens up patterns and ideas and concepts. What I usually do is I feel like God is running a theme or there's a word developing in me, I begin to look up commentaries and see what other people have said about it. And then I begin to ask other people even things that sometimes I'm thinking, wow, this is really pushing the envelope theologically on something, or maybe this is not the way something is normally taught. And then I swing it around to other people. And then I'm careful with the language that I put to certain things, because language means things. There are things that I've said publicly that are not exactly what I meant, but they could be taken a certain way. It's in the context of communion that God speaks. Learn to interact with Him. Learn to rest in Him. I think it was Monday morning. I was in my hotel room. I spent just hanging out with the Lord. Sometimes I fall asleep. I wake up 10 minutes later and I go back to where I started. Because I needed it. Think about this. Everyone in this room is saved. Yes, amen. Prophetic school. If you heard the voice of the Lord call your name through another person, through a dream, however you got saved, you had issues, problems, difficulties, how much more now would God speak to you as a friend of God? Who are now, through the blood of Jesus, the righteousness of God. How much more will God speak to you? But stop agreeing with the devil and never, ever say again that you don't hear the voice of God. The question is, when we're communing with God, is not God speaking to me, but who have I been communing with? It seems as though no one in Scripture ever wondered who was speaking when Jesus spoke. If we steward what we hear, then we position ourselves for further revelation. We must learn to steward the moments that we have with the Lord. But whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. And whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. There is a certain sound and a rhythm in which God relates to us on an individual basis. While He may speak to us in the same manner, He relates to us in a different way. I can teach you how I hear the voice of the Lord. And God can speak to you the very same way, but He relates to you differently. The example of this is, my sister and I both have very healthy relationships with our father, great dad. He can speak to us the same, but he relates to us differently. We're at different stages in life. We're doing different things in life. She lives in California. I live in North Carolina. It is in our interaction with him that we learn that rhythm. I don't know any other way to describe it except to call it the rhythms of God. Our ability to discern the rhythm of God for our lives will often be the measure by which we're able to successfully navigate our lives and live out our destiny. Many believers never learn the rhythm of God for their life, and therefore find it difficult to discern the voice of God in times of crisis or even at rest. While God loves when we draw near in times of crisis or need, He is not obligated to speak to us at our appointed time. And often in delayed response, He is trying to capture our hearts and root our hearts into ongoing interaction with Him. As you develop your own personal history with Him, what you'll know is that as you hear, there'll be greater faith that what you're hearing is correct. Not only what you're hearing is correct, but that God will back up what He's speaking to you. Not just in a public meeting, but about whatever situation you're facing. Career, job, children, whatever it may be. The longer, as you're a steward of what He said to you, and you'll obey, and you'll see God back up. It gives you courage to know that you're hearing correctly. Jesus gave them this answer. He said, "Truly, truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by Himself. He can only do what He sees His Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does." Often quoted verse in the streams I run in. But here's the exciting part here. The Father loves the Son. Now, the same way the Father loves the Son, He loves you. In fact, according to John 17, Jesus asked that the glory that He experienced, that you would also experience. That word glory means also honor. So the place of honor that Jesus walked in, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is one spirit with Him. Father, make them one as we are one. The same honor, you have that privilege here. And so here's a promise for you. The Father loves the Son and shows Him all that He does. Mm. It gets better. Yes, He will show Him even greater works than these, so you will be amazed. Selah. Selah. Because you love me, you show me all that you do. You, to my amazement, you're going to show me greater things. Just lift your hands. I prophesy to you tonight that you are son and daughter of the Most High God. I prophesy that the Lord will show you all that He does, and to your amazement, He will show you even greater things. I say that no eye has seen, no ear has heard the things that the Lord has prepared for His children, but He has revealed it to us by His Spirit. I say to you that this is a season where you will hear the voice of the Lord as though you never have. I say to you that this is a season where you will not be ignorant of your future, but you will partner with the Lord and declare those things to come. I declare that things that are out of order are now coming into order in your life.
Yes.
I declare that there's a divine shift happening over every person in this room. I felt like the Lord just told me to say, some of you just need some simple steps of obedience in certain things. You watch heaven open up your life. So I bless you, and I release the Father's blessing over you. In Jesus' name. Not all at once. Yes?
I was just searching for some edification tonight on something, and it was in particular in a book, and when it was prophesied back over, it just, you know, sometimes you do ask, and God does answer, and uses other people to do it. It even just brings joy to my heart, and He's done it a million times in my life, but even that when it's the million and one, it's like it renews my faith all over again.
Yeah.
And it was powerful for me to get that word right back of the word that I had coming in. I try not to come in with like an agenda, but it's been on my heart, and he answered it through you, so I'm just sharing that.
I think it's really key what he just said. Your ability to navigate through life and your ability to often step into things God has for you will be determined by your ability to hear the voice of the Lord through others.
Amen.
It's not that, I wouldn't ever suggest that, if we don't know what to do, we do, Pastor Mike, can you pray for me? so I can get a word and know what to do with my life. No, it's not like that. But our ability to navigate through certain situations. I remember one time I was asking the Lord about something, about some kind of future vision type of thing. And I was like, man, how is this going to happen? And I'm just talking to the Lord. And He said, I'm not going to tell you every step you'll need to fulfill this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the word of the Lord through other people to show you your need for other people. Because if I told you I told you yourself, you become too independent, and you're too independent right now. Because you're constantly used to just hearing and doing.
That's good.
So I'm going to show you appreciate other people.
have something to say?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You look like you have something to say.
I'm just thinking.
What are you thinking about?
What you just said.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's, you know, you walk into a brand new place and you're kind of like, but, you know, he said, just dive in. So the only way I know to dive in is to get into his presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never felt so at home. I mean, it's like I'm walking in to where I've always been. It's very strange. But I also came in here with, I had been to the orthopedic doctor today, and he said I have some kind of something in my neck, and it's radiating down my back, and it's going here and yon. And I've been feeling it quite a bit, but I've been standing against it. And right this minute, I am absolutely pain-free.
In the next Somebody invite you?
Very odd how this happened. My former pastors in the Philadelphia area called and said, you've got to go to this church because this woman named Kate Souza, she's been ministering to me and blah, blah. And he went on and on and on. He said, and she's going to be at this church. You got to go. So well, the first thing I did, Google my favorite spots. And so I was just reading about the church. And I didn't realize until after the fact that she had already introduced me to the church before my pastor called me. But it was funny how I put it. I was like, oh, this be the church that she was talking about. Well, anyway, but I started reading about the church, you know, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is what I've been looking for.